This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Josh from Tacoma is. Josh, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What is the legal drinking age in the U.S.?
21.
Correct. What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
A.
No.
E.
No.
Pass.
The longest freshwater shoreline is located in what Midwest state?
Minnesota?
No.
Wisconsin?
No.
Michigan?
Correct. What 2010 film involves people entering other people's dreams?
Inception?
Yes. Snakes primarily smell with what part of their body?
The tongue.
Correct. What is the name of the coffee drink prepared by diluting espresso with water?
Cappuccino?
No.
Frappuccino?
No.
Espresso?
No. Who was...
Whoa, Josh!
That was naughty! Taryn, who was the first Disney princess to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Snow White?
Correct!
Whoa!
Taryn got one question and she got one answer. And it was right. So, Josh and Taryn, you got 5 correct.
You're welcome, Josh.
Wow. Josh was a little wild boy.
I'm mad at you, Josh.
And, you know, honestly, if you're going to go big, you might as well go big.
Because now you're encouraging?
I mean, don't go big at all. But, like, that word, you never hear that word. You do hear it, but...
If you listen on the Odyssey app, you hear it.
It was very caught off guard.
I'm watching you guys from the other room. I can't hear you, but I saw Danny move faster than I think I've... It was almost like a line drive was coming at his face. That I clearly were running for the dump button, so he must have cursed.
Oh, he sure did.
What word? The F-bomb?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He went big.
What kind of question did you ask him that got him that mad?
One he didn't know, apparently. But Taryn did, so it's all good. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the legal drinking age in the U.S.?
21.
Correct.
That's the one he cursed about.
What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha.
Correct. The longest freshwater shoreline is located in what Midwest state?
Illinois?
No.
Wisconsin?
No.
I don't know any other Midwest state. North Dakota?
No. What 2010 film involved people entering each other's dreams?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
Being John Malkovich?
No.
Poltergeist?
No. Snakes primarily smell with what part of their body?
Their tail.
No.
Their tongue.
There we go. What is, what is the name of the coffee drink prepared by diluting espresso with water? Never do that
An
again.
An Americano?
It is.
That's my
Who
favorite.
Who was the first Disney princess to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
That would be Snow White.
Correct. What language is most spoken in Scotland?
Scottish?
No.
English?
There we go. What is the longest bone in the human body?
Okay.
The femur.
Wow. Yes. Whew. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win. 7-5. Sorry, Naughty Josh.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
So inquiring minds want to know, what was the question that led to him dropping the F-bomb?
The Disney princess. He was that upset. Yeah. I know.
We went off the rails quick.
Real quick. One that he did know, though, the longest freshwater shoreline is located in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he also knew the 2010 film involves people entering each other's dreams is Inception.
Inception. I've never seen it.
Me either.
Honestly, it's a really good movie.
I think it's way too confusing for you and I, Steve.
Oh, yes. My brain doesn't want to go down that road.
No. Congrats on beating Josh.
Migs, you shared with us that you have an irrational fear you've been battling, and you've never had this fear until recently.
Never had this fear. My wife has had this fear. I've had a lot of people in my life that will always have this fear. And I know it's an irrational one, so I'm not really losing my mind about it, but kind of, sort of. We were planning our vacation. And once I paid for the tickets, the plane tickets, it got in my head like, man, with all this stuff going on with planes, do I really want to get on a plane? I'm like, I will never say this to my wife because she's always on a plane. She's like white knuckling it and grabbing me and holding on to me for dear life. Like as if something happened, I'm going to be able to keep her safe. But, you know, it's cute that she thinks that.
You have to be strong for her, so, Steve.
Yeah, right now my irrational fear is because of the news.
206-803-ROCK. What about you? What is your irrational fear? Call in now and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Van Halen.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have an irrational fear, we would love to hear about it. So call now. 206-803-ROCK. And we're asking this because, Migs, you have developed a new irrational fear.
Yes.
All because of this.
Breaking news, another frightening incident on a runway. It happened today at Chicago Midway International Airport.
Video captures the moment a Southwest Airlines plane was attempting to land before narrowly missing a private jet on the runway. The Southwest flight had initiated what's called a go-around after a business jet entered the runway without authorization.
Give them the old go-around.
Yeah.
Sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing.
Southwest, for its part, said the flight landed afterward without any issues. But this is, of course, just the latest in a series of airplane scares.
And it feels like every day we're getting these stories. And I know it's a completely irrational fear. And I'm sure once I get on a plane, I'll feel fine. I've never had a fear of flying. But when I see these stories constantly show up, and then you start thinking, oh, I'm traveling with my family and my kid, like, am I putting them in harm's way? You know, it's stupid, but that goes into your head, like that anxiety.
Yeah.
So maybe I just need to sleep more so I won't have these weird anxiety moments.
That might be helpful.
Yeah.
What about you, Rockaholics? What is your irrational fear? 206-803-ROCK. Andy in Puyallup, yours lives in the water.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say it's not irrational. Octopus, they're the most terrifying creatures on the planet.
Tell me more.
Well, okay, so they're mean, they're giant. We have the largest population of giant octopus in the world right here in the Puget Sound, like especially under the Narrows Bridge.
Yes.
Oh. And I was watching, it all started years ago, I was watching like Monster Hunter or whatever on History Channel, and they were here, and there was this guy scuba diving, and he's going down, and out of nowhere, the octopus was underneath the cave still. He reached out one of his arms and took the guy's oxygen mask off of his face.
Ooh.
And they're smart. The octopus is smart.
Yeah, they're super smart and they're mean. Like, they'll attack, like, it's not common, like, shark attacks aren't common either, but they'll attack humans just for spite. They don't want to eat them or anything. They just don't like us. They're just mean.
Have you been to, like, an aquarium where sometimes they'll have, like, the octopus there? Like, I know in Point Defiance we've seen it, and also the Seattle Aquarium, they'll have, like, the octopus on display. Do you not go anywhere near that because you're just like, I don't know, I don't want to get that close to it?
I mean, I will, but it becomes such a joke with my family. My daughter, my wife will constantly send me pictures of octopus, or my daughter will get little stuffed animals of octopus and put it on my office desk. I'm like, come on.
Okay, man. Andy, have you watched the documentary My Octopus Teacher?
No.
I don't even
highly
know
recommend
is.
You what? Might you might become a fan of octopi after watching that documentary.
Oh, is that the plural?
Is the octopus the teacher, or is the teaching me about octopus?
The octopus is the teacher. He develops a friendship with a diver, and it's pretty remarkable. So it's kind of the opposite of the octopuses is that you're describing.
Is this a children's story, or is this like a legit for real story?
It's a real story. This guy goes diving like I think it's like every day for the better part of a year, and befriends this octopus, and then the octopus starts leaving him gifts. Like little pebbles and things like that. And then eventually he's able to hold the octopus. And it's a small one. It's not one of the big ones under the Narrows Bridge that Andy was talking about.
We were a little worried because Tatum was acting a little weird when we took her to the aquarium. I think it was in Point Defiance or somewhere in Tacoma. And you know, they had the octopus and she was acting like she didn't want to go anywhere near it. Or maybe even at the Seattle Aquarium. And then once she finally saw it, she thought it was the coolest thing ever. She now has a stuffy, as she calls it, a stuffed animal of Pickles, the octopus from the Seattle Aquarium.
Is that the octopus's real name is Pickles?
Apparently they get new octopuses.
Octopi.
I would say a word that probably got into trouble with the FCC. But it's not the same one now. Because I mentioned it one time and someone was like, it's not Pickles anymore, it's somebody else. And I'm like, oh, okay. But it did get me thinking about our friend Danny, because last week, and I want to get my money's worth because we paid to have this interview, we spoke to a guy by the name of Adrian, and he was the guy who was swallowed by a whale and then it was spit out.
I felt like a wave when you're at the beach swimming and a wave hits you and takes you underwater and you spin. That's when I knew that I was inside the mouth of something.
And it was a whale. And for years, we've learned that Danny has an irrational fear of whales. So how did you feel when we interviewed Adrian?
I mean, it was my worst dream come true, thinking that, because everyone's like, oh, whales don't eat humans. They just stay away from them. And then this guy legit gets swallowed by a killer or by whatever kind of whale, humpback whale. And I'm sitting there being like, I told you guys this would happen to me.
But he didn't kill him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just tasted him.
Yeah, I don't want to be tasted. I don't want to be near a whale. They are going to come to my door and knock, and they're going to steal me. Something's going to happen with a whale.
Yeah, that whale was just as picky of an eater as Barrett, your son. Yeah. He was like, I don't like this human meat.
Like the last guy said, not irrational. Mm. Real.
We know that you are a massive music fan, Rockaholics, and that is rational. But could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion at the Dune Peninsula in Tacoma, and that show is on July 24th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from our awesome Rockaholics, but we haven't had a chance to chat with everybody just yet. However, right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So do call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Solomon from Bellevue, you have some thoughts on Ozzy's upcoming Black Sabbath reunion, his final performance. What are those thoughts?
Well, you guys were saying that, you know, you'd be happy if you just sing a couple verses.
Yeah.
So Shannon was saying that his vocal prowess is still there. He can talk, he can sing, he just can't walk. So what I think is going to happen is he's going to be in one of those electric wheelchairs, probably all decked out, you know, gothic style, and you still go back and forth, you know, across the stage like you used to walk, but in a wheelchair that he controls with a little joystick. That's what I think is going to happen.
I want to talk like because I've heard and I've seen pictures of like the members of Black Sabbath after they're like sometimes they'll like go to the side stage like to hand over a guitar, but they also have like an oxygen tank.
Oh yeah,
because I would imagine breathing is kind of hard. You know, you're exerting a lot of energy up there on stage. Having like a little oxygen thing for him as well would help.
Absolutely, and I kind of envision like the the Game of Thrones throne. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'd be something like dope like that that he would
especially
be sitting
if
in.
Like rise up in the air. So
yeah, like bat wings. I don't know.
I don't think they need our help planning this rock show. I feel like whatever they're going to do, Tom Morello's a big part of like producing it. I feel like whatever it's going to be is going to be epic and huge.
They've got it under control.
Yeah,
we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. If you missed it, we were just talking about irrational fears this morning, and Brad from Florida, you have an irrational fear you'd like to chat about.
Yes, there are two concerns I have, rational fears. I've got a pacemaker, and one of my biggest fears is the pacemaker going off, knocking me out, and causing harm to other people, which I would, sadly probably not go to heaven, which I don't know if I'm going there now anyway.
I'll see you down there, Brad.
My other fears, when I'm making love to myself, I'm afraid that it'll go off there, of course. Whatever might be on my phone at the time. Of course, my pants down,
Yeah, we get the visual, Brad. I now have an irrational fear of that happening and I'm near you. No, I'm kidding. I don't think the pacemaker one's very irrational. That sounds like a legit concern.
I mean, I feel like that'd be on your mind every single day. Yeah.
And always, whenever, at least every few hours, clear out your search history on your phone. You just never know.
Pro advice,
it's,
Steve.
It's best just to take care, cross all the T's, dot all the I's, whatever the saying is that you want to use. But
a digital cleanse.
A digital cleanse, absolutely.
206-803-ROCK, we are checking in with the Rockaholics.
We got this text message earlier this morning. It says, damn it, Steve, I couldn't sleep much last night, so I listened to yesterday's episode, and now I've been smoking weed and binging Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 1987 cartoon, for hours. I'm 35 years old. I haven't watched it since 1994. The theme song turned me back into a child instantly. The weed probably helped a bit, too. I'm going to go eat a pizza now. Rock on.
Cowabunga, baby.
And this is all because this is the new obsession, and it's still going strong. Yesterday, she is still obsessed with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And if you missed it, I talked to my daughter, Tatum, about her obsession with the show because we were watching it together, and she's 5, and this is what she had to say about the show.
So far, what do you think about the Ninja Turtles?
Dad.
Yeah, what do you like about the Ninja Turtles?
They make you eat pizza.
She is obsessed with the Ninja Turtles. Mainly Danny's guy, Michelangelo, or as she likes to call him, Mikey.
I kind of like the fact that the four of us have different favorite turtles.
Yes.
Because I'm a Raphael girly.
Right.
Danny's Michelangelo. Yeah.
I'm the blue mask guy. Donatello?
No.
I just do have to piss you off.
Wow, I almost threw something at
you. I know,
you
got mad.
We all found our turtle identities.
And because, Tatum wants to hear, whenever she's into something, she wants to listen to the music that it corresponds with it. Sometimes there's not any music that goes with it, but thankfully the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles not only have one theme song, they have a lot of theme songs. And this one is her favorite, which I thought was kind of funny. Danny, do you remember which one this is from?
No, I almost asked if you did AI on this.
No, this is the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles one.
This almost sounds like it's done by Limp Bizkit.
Right?
So what? I'm raising a future Limp Bizkit fan?
I mean, this sounds very nu metal.
The best part is while we were listening to this, Sid's like, why do you like this one? And she's like, I like the beat, Mom.
That's my girl.
Okay.
I've never heard that version
right
before.
We're all feeling it.
This is your entire playlist at home, though, all the different versions of the theme song.
Yes.
That's great.
Somebody texted in, hey, do you guys, I got a good cry. I don't know if I want to read this now, to think of it. I was looking at the Rock's Instagram page. You see his dog passed away. I did. And it's like that. Man, when you see those things, it doesn't matter if your dog passed away like a year ago, a month ago, 10 years ago. I think everybody relates to that because I saw a lot of the comments. And of course, there's some like big name like Hollywood people that are commenting in on as well. But I think it's just something that we can all relate to. It's like losing a pet is the absolute worst.
I would never wish that on my worst enemy.
Are you saying that The Rock is your worst enemy?
No way.
And then he posted a song called What's Going On in Your World by George Strait. And he just said that he felt that it was appropriate because that's what's going on in his world or whatever. And I don't know anything about George Strait. Have you ever heard this song?
I don't think so.
I just called to say there's not a day.
All right, I'm good.
That was
Thank
fine.
You. I'd much rather listen to this.
Maple Valley woman is being featured on a massive TV show. You're going to hear what she's up to at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have to give a huge shout out to Lucia Flores Wiseman. She's from Maple Valley, and she got all four coaches on The Voice to turn their chairs because she was singing La Llorona. Check it out.
I have no idea what she's singing, but she sounds great.
It translates to the weeping woman, Steve. It's a Mexican folk song.
Weeping woman, woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. And always, I don't know why, we watch The Voice from time to time. And whenever I love the rounds where they have to turn the chairs, the selection rounds, I get so fired up when like their parents are watching and then like you're just waiting until the very end and then a chair turns and then if all four turn, I'm like, I don't even know these people, but it just gets so excited for them, and especially when it's someone from Maple Valley.
Well, John Legend wanted to use some local love to try to woo her his way.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My influences have been like Brandi Carlile. I play at the airport. I play at weddings. Like anything that you can imagine.
And you grew up in the Pacific Northwest?
Yes.
My wife is from Snohomish.
I know that.
Yeah. We're going to go up there. We're going to, I'm playing Chateau Saint-Michel. She's going to have like a little high school reunion.
Okay.
You should come by.
You know what?
To the show.
It's pretty close.
I thought first I'd come by to the high school reunion. I'm like, that, you might want to run that by Chrissy Teigen.
Well, she ended up not picking John Legend. She went with Adam Levine, well, and we wish her all the best. Bring home that, what do they win, a cup?
I don't know. And I watch the show all the time. A trophy?
Trophy. Bring home that trophy to the PNW.
A contract?
Something like that. We still have a little bit of time until the Seahawks are playing again at Lumen Field, but do you think we'll be seeing Geno and DK on the team next year, Steve Miggs?
I sure hope so, especially Geno.
Yes, our team's GM addressed this, and you're going to hear what he had to say during the Daily Migs download after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and the NFL Scouting Combine is happening. I know that the season just ended, but it's time to start thinking about next season. Of course, the Seahawks are there. General Manager John Schneider, he joined Pro Football Talk on NBC and addressed a couple of things that have been talked about. The scuttlebutt during the offseason. Is Geno going to stay? Are they going to get rid of DK Metcalf? He addressed both of them. And, well, I think the Geno haters are going to be very disappointed.
Is there any doubt that Geno Smith is the guy for 2025?
No, I mean, Geno, we'll be meeting with his guys down here hopefully the next day or two. I'm not sure when we have that schedule. You know, he finished the season strong. He got banged up there towards the end. Really, really, really sucked it up. But, you know, in totality, he had a really nice season. And, yeah, I don't foresee him not being with us.
Absolutely. And I know Mike McDonald's high on Geno as well. And plus, it'd be great to see what could happen with the new offensive coordinator. I don't know, maybe an offensive line would be kind of nice as well.
Yeah.
But the other talk is DK Metcalf. And this is a tough one for John Schneider. Like, how do you answer it? Like, let's just say they are shopping him or they are thinking about whatever. You're not going to admit it on Pro Football Talk on NBC before anything gets decided. But
for sure.
The reporter's got to ask the question.
DK Metcalf, there seems to be that talk out there that he could be on the trading block or whatever.
I'm not sure where that comes from. Yeah.
But it was out there, so I felt like I had to ask you a little bit.
You know, I think really when you look at it, like a lot of big name guys on every team, there's always that like agent talk out there.
Right.
And so, yeah, unless you guys know something, I don't.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
That'd be funny. Like, actually, we did.
Let's go, Hawks. A food influencer on TikTok shows this video where she eats this strawberry at a restaurant in Beverly Hills. And Steve Miggs, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I buy strawberries and it's very expensive for the container, I get a little rattled. This singular strawberry was $19.
What is it, made with eggs?
She said it's from Japan, and it's the best strawberry she's ever had in her life. Her name is Ellie, and this is her sampling the strawberry and reviewing it.
This is a $19 strawberry from Erewhon, so we're going to eat it. It's from Kyoto in Japan, and apparently it's like the best tasting strawberry in the entire world, so... Here we go.
Now before she eats it, it's in like its own like individual plastic container, and I'm just like, this is just, you're paying for it so you can brag and say that you paid $19 for a strawberry.
So extra.
I don't even know how you open this. It's literally sitting on like a little tray. I think I just eat it like this, right?
It's a strawberry. Don't make it so complicated, lady.
Eat the thing.
Wow. That is the best strawberry. That's crazy. $19 for one strawberry.
Was it big? I mean, that's a personal question. It's a little girthy. I don't know if I want to talk about the Seattle Kraken because, oh my goodness, this has not been... And we're going next week. We're going to the game on Tuesday.
We are.
All of us, shout out to Rob Kaufman. He's going to hang... He's putting us up in his suite, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So.
I've never lived a suite life at Climate Pledge, so I'm very excited.
But the St. Louis Blues dominated the Seattle Kraken 7-2, but it was nice of them. They lit up Joey Decord, which gave this new goalie a chance to get in between the pipes, and that's Nicholas Cocho, and he had an opportunity to go in there, and well, you know... He ended up giving up two goals. So, I mean, but you know, that's kind of a tough situation to be put in. And they ended up losing 7-2. Kraken are at home this Saturday against the Vancouver Canucks. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 56 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Brian Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.